This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Dangerous people with guns are a threat to women. Change our laws. Please join your voice with mine.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is my strong belief, however, that a principal should not be granted the power and responsibility of affecting teacher pay and the level of license they hold.
Fighting for you.
One of the questions I often get is, do we have our own jets to fly us around the country? And the
yes.
answer is no.
Yes, I saw it the other day.
You know, Nancy Pelosi did get a jet. Yes. That was true.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, it is 7:05, 36 degrees in Meridian. Kevin Miller with you here. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Dave Petzo with us from the Petzo Center. Dave, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Kevin. Always is.
You know, we take a look at this election cycle. Can you believe how much money is being spent, not only in this state, but across the country when it comes to political advertising?
Yeah, and the strategies of it, right? It's when they give up on one race, and so they double down on another race, moving money around like a chessboard, these two parties. It's a fascinating game plan for both, but it is a tremendous amount of money, Kevin. But we know that. This is no different, right? It just keeps getting to be bigger and bigger and bigger.
Indeed, and you just wonder the tune-out factor. And people say, oh, it's, you know, smearing this person, smearing that person. You know, and I'm not going to blow smoke here, but here I go. You know, a guy like you should run for office.
Well, it's nice of you to say.
You know, you have a good, sound judgment when it comes to finances and keeping things in perspective. But, you know, they'd start running ads, and Dave Petzo kicks dogs, and Dave Petzo does this, and Dave Petzo hates kids. Dave Petzo made money. I mean, who wants to put up with that?
Isn't that interesting? You have a guy like Mitt Romney, who, you know, by the way, was here last week, right, and spoke here at the Boise Center. But you have a guy like that was, you know, basically decorated in business, decorated in government service. He saved the Olympics, right? And all they did was parade him around because he'd done so well in life. He was so successful in life. He is now a target, right? So you're right, Kevin. I don't know.
Well, and the scary,
it's really sad.
And the scary part about it was the fact that Mitt Romney was successful, but Mitt Romney was right. And then you had Candy Crowley and other journalists piling on and actually lying during the debates. It's as if it's not difficult enough to unseat an incumbent. But, I mean, he was right about the Ukraine. He was right about Iran. He was right about the economy.
Right.
And then you had Candy Crowley going, well, no. And he backs it up with facts, and they still don't
they
believe
still
it.
Won't. And she does not have to answer for her obvious bias.
Yes, exactly. So
I thought she was a reporter, not a...
A commentator.
A political commentator, right.
Apparently, there is a thin line there at 580KIDO. Let's talk about the state of Idaho, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing a lot about the state of Idaho and political ads and our interviews with all the big candidates and everything. Where, you know, how important is it that we have good schools in the state when it comes to attracting business? Let's say you are, you're contacted by somebody and say, well, Petzo, I know about you. Your reputation nationally. You live in Idaho. Tell me why I should move my company there.
And if you're talking about education, the question is, how do they rank it? Well, usually they rank it by how much money you spend per student, not the outcome, which is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Just because one place, like Washington, D.C., spends more money than anyone else but has terrible results doesn't mean they should rank number one in education. So I think you have to ask, how are we ranking, and are the kids getting an education? It's not a question of how much money we spend. We spend too much money on education, frankly.
Right, but you hear the ads. We're politically, that we spend 50th on education. We're losing our teachers. Whether it's real or not, there is a perception that impacts people coming to the state.
Well, and that's what the job of, if you will, the governor and if the Department of Commerce, you have to you put your best foot forward. They are attracting business, so apparently they've got that message across, Kevin. We've got the miracle going on in Magic Valley, which is clearly incredible. I mean, anybody look at that area a few years back and recognize, who would send big factories there, and they're coming in. Boise is exploding here. It's just a beautiful place to live, and the problem we have now is so many people are moving here, we're getting a lot, awful lot of traffic, right? So the state is working, and the message is getting across. I'm more concerned with getting airlines flying in and out of here. I think that's an important thing that the airport is trying to address. I know they are, and they can't force the airlines to do it, but hopefully the incentives will be put into place and we can get some more flights.
Which would be the ideal city? We already have, one nonstop to Chicago, Denver, Salt Lake, Phoenix, if you will. I mean, is Atlanta really realistic? I've done business in Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. Not a lot in common with Boise.
No, we had one. We had one. Delta flew there a few years ago. Had one nonstop every day, which was phenomenal. Get all the way to the East Coast.
All the way to the East Coast.
Yeah, well... Yeah, in one shot, we don't get there now.
Right.
We've tried Dallas nonstop. Some different ones. I think American did that one. But anyway, Kevin, I see some pockets if you can get people back to them. If nowadays these regional jets go a long, long ways, and we can get all the way to the East Coast with those. So hopefully,
so what would be the city effective for you, Dave Petzo?
Oh, for me? Oh, do I get to pick?
Well, that's what I said. Thanks for listening here. I said if you were looking at, I mean, is Atlanta really the best nonstop for us? Is it New York? Is it Washington? Is it some other big city on the East Coast?
We need more to Chicago, number one. One a day isn't good enough at all. And Southwest started that route, and the planes were full. Hopefully they'll bring it back.
And Southwest is a weird duck because they'll give you this propaganda that, hey, we did this, and then they only fly it like 3 days a week or 3 days every 2 weeks or something of that nature.
Well, they tried it over the summer, and hopefully they'll bring it back. Okay, so for me, so I think you reached yourself.
So people don't fly in the winter?
I don't know why they did it that way. I really don't.
Sure.
I really don't. Atlanta would be, because it takes you all the way down into the south. That would be awesome.
It's a long ride, though.
Yes, it is. It's a long ways to go.
I don't know if Atlanta is the right cause. I kind of like the idea of Chicago or maybe even New York City. Atlanta just seems very, or I don't know, Charlotte because of the banking. Atlanta just seems like, you know, there's a lot of business there, but it just, anyway.
No, it's the busiest airport in the country? So I'm just saying it gets you down into the south, not just there, because you can pick any of the big ones there. Charlotte's booming. Charlotte is a great place, but I can't imagine just having a nonstop there.
The challenge, though, when you talk about this, Dave Petzo here at 580KIDO, what does that mean for people that have big businesses or even small businesses, which, let's face it, small in name only, that employ people?
Yep.
Most of the businesses in our area are small businesses. What does that mean that you have a nonstop to Atlanta? Hey, it's great if you want to go to a game in the Georgia Dome, but besides that, how does that impact our lives here?
Well, it does not impact the small business because they're going to be here anyway. They're homegrown, they grow up, and that's what happens. They stay here. But the medium size and larger business that you're maybe trying to draw here or draw a facility here that would employ a few hundred people, they've got to send their salespeople out. And if you have somebody who has a territory of the southeast, then you're going to want to get them there. If you can get them there quickly, easily,
right,
you don't burn an extra half a day just trying to get there. So it's important to be able to get people in and out. The other part of that is, what if you have a facility near Atlanta? Then you really have a reason to be having a that would be very, very effective, or another city like that, Denver or what have you. If you have good access to a second facility, you would want that kind of access before you branched off to add another facility in Boise.
Dave Petzo with us, the Petzo Center. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Now, let's get back to your campaign for governor here.
Okay.
I mean, and maybe we'll go into this a little bit more next week, but I thought we'd kind of have a little fun with this segment. So, you know, you are a dad. You have a perspective on the plight of young people. What about the fact, again, in your platform, of how would you address keeping jobs for all the kids that go to school here to stay in Idaho? Because, let's face it, best place to raise a family,
mm-hmm,
low stress, low traffic, low hassles. Now, on the business side, which we'll get to, that's another story. But what would you address if elected to keep people here, to increase the opportunity of the natives to stay?
Well, I think they are doing a great job of that. Because,
what are you doing?
It's not an add-on. I think what you have to do is you've got to figure out how you're going to give people an education here. And not everybody is going to be going to BSU. And I think that's what they did with College of Western Idaho. I really do. I think that's a very impressive, big thing to keep people here in the Valley, because they've got so many
technical. But they get their degrees and then they leave.
Now you're talking on the job side.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Oh, okay, on the job side. Well, no, I think they're doing a great job here. We have the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the country, something like that.
That's according to the governor's talking points, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, it does feel pretty good around here compared to most places you go.
Well, yeah, you're right. But on the other hand, you know, the critics would say that we're getting a lot of lower-paying jobs. Now, you and I talk about this all the time. We're not going to go to the Chinese. We're not going to go to the housing market, some of my pet projects here. But, you know, as a job creator, as someone who owns the Petso Center,
yep,
who has invested in this area, you could live anywhere you want. You love the area. You're an ambassador for it. What would be a good job creator, you think?
People like me.
That's exactly why you need to run for office.
It's
Petso 2016.
You know, Kevin, I've always wanted to run for office,
yeah,
but the answer is no.
It's crazy.
For all the reasons you said before, it's just no. I just don't need to have people. I think I've got pretty thick skin. I've been a sales guy all my life, but the idea of being a politician, my gosh, you just have to take that nonsense all the time.
Isn't it crazy, though, in the corporate world, the private sector, you have to be responsible for budgets. Now,
yep,
in the public sector, with the exception of the state of Idaho, you don't.
No, exactly. And in the private sector, when I say something, I actually have to back that up.
Exactly.
In the public sector, you don't. You say, hey, we're going to spend more money on schools. We're not going to get better results. We're just going to spend more money. Nobody's result-oriented and I shouldn't say nobody, but unless you've been in business and you have to do results, It's not we're going to try, we're going to spend more money, it's we need to go get results.
Well, and that's what it's about. So would you be inclined to offer some type of incentive program? And this is where you've kind of gone off the trail a little, because I remember you were highly critical of the stapler tax, the business equipment,
yep,
tax, and the governor has addressed that. But how would you make it more business-friendly, not to bring folks in, but to alleviate some of the burden on local businesses here? See, isn't this great? We're talking about Governor Petso here. What
right.
would you do, sir?
Regulation. It's all about regulation. It's not even the taxation that drives people nuts. That's terrible. But it is absolutely all the endless red tape. For somebody, you look at the jump project here, right?
Right.
I think the mayor had that thing killed three times before.
He did. You are correct. Yes.
Right. Okay. And so we're trying to, and then you go on and you say, well, what about the homeless facilities? Why are we suing places like that are trying to feed the homeless? It's ridiculous.
Why did the city sue the Boise Rescue Mission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? And I know Resco won't talk about it,
that's
because
a public,
he's a nice man.
That's a public record, but what a ridiculous waste of money to do that.
Unreal. Yeah. And this is what I'm talking about. Now, why are people who are doing good things, trying to build good things, trying to employ people, trying to save lives like the Rescue Mission does, why are they running into this kind of regulation? It's because they're bureaucrats. Those folks have never operated anything in their life. They go to law school. They know what the laws are. They know how to push paper back and forth across a desk. They know how to, why don't you check this out here? Here's a new paragraph of rules and regulations. They know how to make them. They do not know how to avoid making more rules. They write more rules. That's why I know I sound like I'm anti-attorney, but that's what they do. And 80% of the people in legislature are.
We need more lawyers.
We need more?
Yeah. 719-580-KIDO. More with Dave Petso coming up next. We'll talk about the local markets, but more on Governor Petso. If you have a question for Governor Petso, 580-5436-580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
For the KIDO Tway Travel Great Adventure, here's this hour's city to enter in at 580KIDO.com.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's take a look at your destination city today, Green Bay. Green Bay, home of the Green Bay Packers. And your second chance to enter is during the Dave Ramsey Show. That's Green Bay right now. Go to the loyalty, Green Bay, and Dave Ramsey is your chance to win or to enter to win coming up later on today. Dave Petzl with us here. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, as we go back to more of Governor Petzl. You know, you take a look. Well, you know, we can't really talk about the Senate race. We can't talk about the congressional race. Richard Stallings will be in the 8 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to banging wits with him coming up. But, you know, we take a look at education and jobs are the big issues here in the state. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, if elected, what else would you do? You know, we've talked a little bit about education. We've talked a little bit about jobs. What are some of the big issues that you see? How about, okay, let's take a look at the airport and expanding businesses here. What's our hook to bring people in?
Well, our hook is lifestyle, right? It really is. And so from there, I think you want to have the secondary hook, for, especially for anybody who has experience in business. You recognize that the biggest impediment are the regulations, the constant regulations, the constantly having to deal with rule changes, new rules. And I think I would try to make sure that that message was clearer than most places do. What I mean is I think it's easy to compare. Well, we don't have any taxes here because we've got oil. Well, that's a tough one to compete against. Is it really only on taxes? Is that the only issue? And the answer is no. The availability of a workforce that has good job, you know, not just job skills, but a work ethic.
I think
that's what we are. I really do. I think the middle of this country has a tremendous work ethic and at least a shred, it's the tiniest bit of a moral compass left.
However, what about Montana? What about Utah or Wyoming? How do we differentiate ourselves from those folks? Because you could say, hey, Big Sky country, you could Utah, you get what you get here, plus Salt Lake.
You do, and you're not going to compete against Salt Lake if that from a travel perspective. Do you want to? We've all been down to Salt Lake. There's nothing particularly great about Salt Lake.
They have some bad drivers.
They have
some bad drivers.
I think Idaho competes very well against Utah, and Montana's too cold. It's just too cold and too vast. So I don't think that's a big issue. Idaho's got that nice little sweet spot in the middle there. I think beautiful, beautiful mountains, outdoor activities, and just the right size.
Do you expect any changes? Let's say Governor Otter loses with Mr. Belukoff, Mr. Bujak wins, Steve Pankey, who won't return our phone calls, Mr. Pankey, or pro-life, or whoever else wins. I mean, is there a big difference in who gets elected, in your opinion?
I think in a governor's office there is. Yes, I do. That's the person that's going to be setting the tone. And driving business, would a pro-business governor help by hiring more pro-business people in their Department of Commerce? Or are they just going to hire buddies there that also went to law school with them? Are they people that really know business? And I would think that a governor that has been in business, it is important. It very definitely is. It sets the tone for the entire administration.
Right, and you know, some big issues that we're going to talk about, and let's delve into this right now, is Obamacare. There will be no exemptions anymore. Everybody, and I'm sorry to offend everybody, let me apologize in advance, everybody is going to get screwed coming up after this election.
They are. Everyone is. You're absolutely right, because it all comes crashing down beginning in January. Not all. There's still more coming, Kevin. It'll avalanche even worse. But now all of the deferrals that they put off to try to get through this election are now going to be coming due in January. As you know, I had the governor on my Saturday program a couple weeks ago, and I asked him, hey, I think I'm kind of wired into the system. I know what's going on, but I don't know what my health care is going to look like next year. And the only thing he says, yeah, nobody does. We don't know either. The White House doesn't know. How do you make business plans? How do you run a country like that? Only somebody who's never run a snow cone stand could think that that's okay to do. And that's what our president's done.
How big of an impact, and a lot of us but outside the realm of Steve Ackerman and Tea Party Bob that have devoted a lot of time to it, what's the impact of the expansion of Obamacare and possible Medicaid expansion
you know what, I really don't know.
A lot of people, the lawmakers don't know.
That's right. We really don't know. We really don't know because the rules are still being made up as we go. So I don't think it's, you know, and when people proclaim they know, they don't know. Because we really don't know what exactly is going to be happening when states are faced with, and individuals are faced with, what direction they go. Are they going to lose their insurance? I'm sure some people will. And then where do they go? Can they get it back? Do they go into the state? Do they go into the national? Do we go into Medicare?
Right. And we have more questions than answers. Okay, Dave Pezzo here. What should we be looking out for this week in the markets?
You know, I would watch how Europe reacts to what's going on with their banking stress tests right now. So they had about 25 banks that failed the stress test
over
there.
I've done a lot of stress tests.
And I think it's going to be okay, but it's a good thing to watch and see if there's anything wrong over there, because that'll feed into a negativity globally. But otherwise, I earnings have been so good, Kevin. They're just so good. Everybody.
Now wait a minute, you had a couple rocky weeks there, Dave Pezzo. Don't try and spin me.
I'll spin you this, buddy. 4% up for the week. Best week last week in the whole year.
Best week ever.
The best week for the year.
Best week for
2 years. How's that?
Now, aren't you guys in all the big money world of finance, aren't you getting ready to take the rest of the year off? Isn't that coming up soon?
No, actually, pretty much goes right into the...
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving week
still is... after the Super Bowl.
Thanksgiving week, short. Last week of the year, Christmas week.
Christmas week,
those two don't. The rest of the time, absolutely.
He's always working. Governor Pezzo. So when will you make your announcement here?
Probably never.
But if you do, would you do it with us? Could we get that exclusive?
All right, it's a deal. If you're still here when that happens,
that's
deal.
That's a very, you know, no wonder he's been here, 30 years now?
Over 30 years.
Yeah. Here at 580, though.
Yes.
Over 30 years. See, he knows. Who knows if you're going to be here, Miller? You ask the right questions. You're listening to 580 KIDO. Mr. Berlukoff, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Kevin?
Yes, sir. How you been?
Good, neighbor. How you doing?
John Bujak is with us.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Governor Pezzo. Every
morning. Join the conversation with Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Richard Stallings will join us. Big article about him in the paper today concerning his tough uphill battle against Congressman Mike Simpson. Now, if you were like me and were watching that Channel 7 debate, which I was glued to it. I mean, how many times can we reference The Voice? I don't know. However, big ups to Channel 7, by the way. And you know, it's our way of giving everybody affection for, you know, giving them a little tease here. But, you know, for in this age of apathy, in this age where, you know, everybody just checks out and does their own thing. Right, Chris Troupas?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Governor Troupas. Or wait a minute, Attorney General Troupas. We're talking about Governor Pezzo. Anyway, I'm sitting here taking a look at this debate between Stallings and Simpson, and I got to say, big ups to Channel 7 for blowing up programming, popular programming, and making that happen indeed. So thanks to them for that, and we'll continue with our election coverage. By the way, also a few things going on. This Ebola woman, now I know she has a name and she's a nurse and everything else, but the Ebola woman is suing the state of New Jersey because she says, quite frankly, that she wants to not be quarantined. But there's a mandatory 21-day quarantine in place in New Jersey and New York for medical workers returning from West Africa. I think that's a good idea. Now, a nurse currently in isolation because of that policy wants out. Now, the attorney for Casey Hickox, she's entitled to get out. Let's take a listen here because she doesn't have a fever.
She has been tested. She's normal. There's no fever.
Yeah, so was that doctor who went e-bowling.
Medically speaking, there's no reason for the state of New Jersey to keep her quarantined.
Better safe than sorry. We'll discuss in a minute. We now go to the bruised and battered Green Bay Packer fan, Jeff Manasso, at 580 KIDO from Fox News Radio.
Always great to hear from you, Kevin.
Oh. Hey, could be worse. You could be a Bears fan after the Patriots smacked them.
This is true. So there's a plus side.
Well, some good news today here at 580 KIDO. We're going to talk about the wheels of the Fox. What's going on?
The wheels of the who?
Fox wheels.
Okay, we're talking recalls. And
so much for the good news.
You know, this is one of those things where, you know, the word of the year was, photobomb. And it really could have been recall. There have been more recalls this time, this year, than any other year previously. In fact, there was a record that was just slashed. 52 million vehicles, cars and trucks, have been recalled so far in 2014. That means that one out of every five vehicles in this country on the roads have been the subject of recalls. The latest, with a slew of companies, from Ford to GM to Volkswagen to Toyota, Nissan, having some issues with their airbags, and those cars are between the range of the 2000 model year to about 2008, they all have these airbags that were manufactured by this Japanese supplier called Takata, and apparently when these airbags deploy, they can shoot out shrapnel, metal pieces, plastic pieces, shards, and safety advocates say that dozens of people have been injured, and that four people have died. So that recall is going out. GM obviously had that that notorious recall, about 2.2 million auto ignition switches, faulty switches, were shutting off vehicles, small cars. And those that recall proved to be deadly, and we've heard from folks from GM even as recently as last week, saying, look, half of these cars that have been recalled have not been fixed yet, and what's the deal? Well, the parts are there now. It's the owners thinking, hey, look, you know, I'm busy, I've got things to do, and they just gloss over it. So it's very important for all of us to, at this point, you know, periodically check our manufacturer's website and to see if our vehicles are subject to a recall, and if so, get them in.
Amazing when you think about the number of vehicles produced, and yes, photobombs and recalls and safety of a great concern. I guess the frustration has to be that you can't instantly fix things when there are recalls, Jeff. Sometimes it takes a while.
Well, yeah, and we're busy. We're busy people. We've got things to do. So that coupled with you know, not paying attention and not knowing that our cars need to be fixed is problematic. And technology makes it so much more difficult for us to fix our own cars. I wouldn't even know how to fix my car. You know, my first car, I'd know how to fix. This car, no, I wouldn't
even
know
how.
What's that?
Not so much.
Yeah, I mean, because there's, it's just so, you know,
exactly,
it's so advanced technologically, and you know, you can't just go under the pop the hood and you know, take a screwdriver or a wrench in there anymore. It's you know, you have to hook up a laptop to it and this, that, and the other thing, and so that's one of the problems. People really can't keep up, but it's really important that folks, you know, pay attention. You know, Chrysler just had a recall 2 weeks ago with their headrests, causing some issues in their Town & Country minivans. You know, it's one of those things where it's up to us, the consumer, to really kind of follow and pay attention on the safety of our cars. Are our vehicles and our nation's roads safe? Yes. But periodically, you know, there's a malfunction. There's you know, all parts that aren't working properly. And look, you know, the older the car, the more you're going to have issues because parts wear out.
Indeed. Jeff Manasso, I guess that's it, brother.
Have a great day, Kevin.
You too. Take care. It's our friend Jeff Manasso here. We go to we should just call this the super friends in the morning. 580KIDO. We're joined by the publisher, the editor, the Omnibudsman. I'm trying to think of any other titles for Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot.
Lord knows I don't need any more.
Well, Senator Crapo reads your newsletter.
I was kind of surprised to hear that. I don't actually send it to him. He must go to the website.
Well, he's an informed reader.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, you're talking about this Ebola and the quarantine this morning. I read an article in a Lewiston paper about quarantine written by a veterinarian. He said if you want to import a horse to the U.S. from Liberia or from or an African country other than Morocco, the horse needs to undergo 60 days of quarantine in a U.S. facility before being allowed in the general population. You know, they do this because there's a disease called African horse sickness, and we don't have it here in the U.S. If it did get here, it would devastate the horse industry. Now, this is not a disease that affects humans, but only horses. And they go to those extreme quarantine conditions to keep the animals safe. Why don't we treat people with the same respect to their health as we do the animals? You know, even if you want to transport horses or cows across state lines in the U.S., you need the animals to be tested. They need to have a health certificate, and they need to be free of infections and diseases. By the same token, if you're a resident of Liberia incubating Ebola, all you need to do is to enter the U.S., is present a valid visa, and lie when asked if you've been exposed to Ebola. And in hours, you can be walking around any of the streets in the USA. You know, it seems
but you
like
don't need to be tipping them off on how to do it.
Well, you know, we value our animals higher than we do our citizens. This administration doesn't understand the gravity of the situation.
Right.
Well, all I can say is we need some change. Maybe we'll get some of it in the next election, Kevin.
I don't know. How do you see the governor's race there, Tea Party Bob?
Very, very tight. I see it as a very tight race. I've said that before. I'm not going to call this one. I think there are still a lot of disgruntled citizens, a lot of people that will throw a protest vote out there for Bujak or for pro-life or for, you know, even the guy that won't show up on your show.
He won't even return a phone call. Where is this Panky?
Well, after his conversation and the debate, I don't see why he would want to go on another show.
Well, and who knows if he'll be there. And look, we're not smacking him. We would just like to get, you know, offer him time like we have everybody else in the issue of fairness. It's
I doubt very seriously you're going to get him on there. And you've got better people to have on anyway.
Like you.
Well, I don't get on that often. You know that. I just do the Saturday stick.
I know.
I'm looking forward to you tomorrow, though.
Yes, our secret meeting.
Yeah, spend a little time and have some fun.
Tea Party Bob, to be continued.
You have a great day, Kevin. Thanks again for all you do.
Thank you, Tea Party Bob. Bye-bye. Our great friend, Tea Party Bob, at the Gem State Patriot. It is 7:50. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get...
And Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, do we live in this type of world?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
And asking the big question at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is it time to do the mandatory quarantine? You've got New York and New Jersey wanting to do it. You've got a woman in New Jersey saying, I don't even have a shower, threatening to sue. When it comes to public health, where's the sacrifice? Of course, there is sacrifice when the NSA gets you and they haul you away for violating national security. But in reality, when it comes to protecting us from this deadly disease, why not the quarantine? Why not safe than sorry? Jim in Star with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
I can tell you why not safe than sorry. Because it's a me, I. You know, think, Kev, if you got Ebola or you thought you had it or the doctors thought you had it, wouldn't you want to be as far away from everybody as possible? Wouldn't you feel like the last thing I want to do is give this to somebody?
I would start playing that song by Queen, Goodbye, Everybody. I've got to go.
I've got to go. That's awesome. That's great.
I would. I'd say I had a good run.
Yeah, I know. I know. Sometimes that's probably the best thing to do is just say I had a good run and adios, you know. Well, I did call in for another reason, too. You said something about Dumb and Dumber. You know, are we ready for Dumb and Dumber, too? And are Biden and Obama, are they running for a third term?
No, but you hear Biden is going to do that, and then you have Elizabeth Warren and possibly Hillary Clinton. But, I mean, really, is Jim Carrey relevant these days?
You know, Jim Carrey, obviously, politically, he is a not from the same cloth we are. I still have to say, though, the guy totally cracks me up. And, yeah, I think my son and I would probably watch it. It's one of those, you know, turn your brain off and just laugh kind of movies.
I think you're remembering the old Fire Marshal Bill, Jim Carrey.
Oh, those were the
And in reality, he was nothing compared to Homie the Clown. Homie the Clown was brilliant.
Homie,
Fire Marshal, Fire Marshal, Children's, Fire Marshal Bill, not so much.
Yeah, Homie the Clown was definitely the king of living color.
What is Jim Carrey's comedy? That's it? I mean, come on. Where's the panache?
You know, it's a little, probably it's still a little early to say something mean about late Robin Williams, but with that being said, he was obviously pretty good at what he did and had his craft down well. But a lot of times he'd get obnoxious too.
You hear what that is? That's time for you to go. Music.
Hey, over and out.
Thank you, Jim. Jim loves Jim Carrey. 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave. Serving Emmett.